When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show, and in today's episode, so this is something that I see quite often when it comes to YouTube. I mean, it really don't matter where the platform, like, you know, it's like wherever the activities is taking place. I feel that people just for some reason refuse to, like, look up. It'll be right there in the title, it'll be right there in the description, some people may even comment it. But the one thing that confuses me when it comes to the internet is that people refuse to do research about a particular topic. Like, for an example, because just recently I did this TikTok video. Well, no, it was a Instagram video. But I posted it on Instagram originally, then I posted it on YouTube. On both platforms, people were thinking that the dog that was in the video was my dog. And I said it on Instagram and I said it on YouTube. Not my dog. Don't know whose dog that is. That dog is somewhere in the world being a dog. I don't know why people are contacting me talking about, hey, how's your dog? And I'm like, fam, not my dog. Says it in the title. I don't understand why, but I'm like, from that to freaking, so many different examples where I can think where it's like, people, do you like watch the video or do you be paying attention to stuff? Like, because my thing is this, like, if I'm clicking on a video, right, and I feel that some information needs to be given out in said video, I'm going to do some research. I'm not just gonna go and just be like immediately just jump into conclusions on the video. No, I'm going to do research. I need to figure out what's going on before I just start commenting stuff, right? People just don't do that. And I'm like, that's why I'm doing this episode, because I'm like, it's so confusing to me. Like, I didn't even know how to start off this episode just because of how confusing it is. But again, people, you got to do research before you just start jumping to conclusions on something. Because, man, I'm telling you, it's something where I'm like, I don't get it, bro. I really don't get it. But anyways, no, I could think back, like, all the way when I had started getting into drama originally on YouTube. And I could think of, like, times where people, they just would jump to conclusions on something. Like, they're just following a trend and they're like, oh, I can't think for myself. I gotta go with the crowd. I gotta go with what everybody else is saying. And I'm like, fam, if you look around, like, that's something where I'm like, it's almost as if, like, you're going into a sneaker store and you're all like, hey, so where's your guys' sneaker at? Like, where's these sneakers that you speak of? And I'm like, okay, are you looking for a certain type of sneaker? No, I'm just looking for sneakers. I'm like, well, fam, open your eyes, look around. It's stuff like that where I'm like, people, it's stuff like that that just don't make sense. And that is seriously how I see that type of stuff. I see that you're going into a store where they sell one item. You're going into a Starbucks asking, where's the coffee at? You're going into Staples and you're like, where's the Staples at? And I'm like, well, I guess that would be slightly different, because Staples, they do sell more than Staples. But let's just say Staples was a store that just sold Staples. You're going to a container store and you're like, where's your guys's containers? Fam, look around. You're going into a jersey store and you're like, where's the jerseys at? What jersey are you looking for? Any old type of jersey. open your eyes, look around. I just, man, like, it's, and then it's crazy because it's like, then they'll look at you as all like, you're catching an attitude with them. And I'm like, yeah, I am. Because it's like, if you do research, no, because, and then that's, so it's from that YouTube, or it's from that Instagram video. And then also I was just in my friend's live stream. And it's the friend that was going through all that stuff at Walgreens. So she's streaming. I wanted to talk on that because there are people, they're joining this stream, right? And they're like, oh, you very well could have showed what you had on you and stuff. And I'm like, fam, it has been said numerous times. She ain't had nothing on her in the first place. It's like, you guys just want to jump to, that ain't even like jumping to conclusions. That's just people just flat out being ignorant. I'm like, it's been talked about. My thing is this, you had the time, you managed to sit down and take the time to join this stream and be trying to defend the security guard, but you ain't tried to do no research. It's people like that where I'm like, you're the reason why bad messages get put out. And if that's your agenda, if that's what you overall want to do, then I'm like, mission accomplished. But at the same time, it's like, fam, if you're genuinely like trying to figure out answers on a situation, but you're not even trying to ask questions, you're just straight, just jumping straight to conclusions. I'm like, fam, how is anything supposed to be achieved? How are you supposed to figure out the information that you want to figure out? I'm saying it's stuff like that where I'm like, people, I mean, come on now. Like, it's really not that hard. I'm saying it's like she done posted videos. She done posted made Instagram posts. She done posted stuff on YouTube. If you guys are that blind to where you can't see if she done posted police reports, actual factual documents, stuff that can prove her innocence, and you're still looking at her as the suspect. She's she's the main problem in this whole situation. Something is seriously wrong with you. I'm saying it's stuff where I'm like, fam, and that's something where I'm like, I'm watching that stream and I'm like, fam, I'm confused because I'm like, how is it that you managed to take the time to find her stream, find her TikTok account, all this other extra stuff, but you ain't did, you just pretty much just like drove 100 miles per hour past all the information that you're asking questions about. You drove right past that information and you're just right in the stream just saying some old ignorant stuff. I don't get that. I'm like, somebody gonna have to explain that one to me. Somebody's just gonna have to explain how do people even think like that in the first place. Where it's like, even I could think for my about myself where it been like on drama and people have like just, cause like, all right, so for an example, reaction videos and people are all like, oh, all you just do is sit there in silence. And I'm like, okay, so you're coming up with the conclusion that you heard from somewhere else, but you didn't even bother to sit down, take the time to click on my video and watch and see that the video that I reacted to was like 5 minutes long, but I somehow, some way made this into like a 10-15 minute video. How did I make it into a 10-15 minute video? And it's funny because like even going back to my friend's situation with Walgreens, somebody was in her stream trying to accuse her of stealing, and I'm like, okay, well then prove it. Not answering the question. They come back and they start saying some other stuff. You didn't answer my question. Prove how she stole. Like, what did she steal? What was it that she so-called claimed that you're trying to make it seem like that she did something? She grabbed something off the shelf. What was it? What was that item? Just name an item. I don't care what the item is. Just name it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it's funny how you get people caught up in things like that and they never have an answer. I don't know how many times I ain't got people caught up in stuff where I'm all like, I'm just looking for an answer. Because my thing is this, when it comes to stuff like that, I'm like, I just throw out there haymaker questions. People are trying to, like, you know, if you're trying to figure out what is a haymaker question, it is a question of all questions. It is a question that is going to end the argument fast. So, for an example, like, let's say you have a Mustang and then somebody has a Camaro, but let's say that their Camaro is like the lower end Camaros and you got like the Camaro that can go 200 and something miles per hour, but and it shows on the speedometer that it goes 200 and something miles per hour. Then you look at the Camaro and it only does like 120 or something, but that person is telling you, they're looking you dead in your face and saying that Camaros are faster than Mustangs. Okay, then prove it. They're like, what you mean? Prove it. Prove that a Camaro is faster than a Mustang. You got a Camaro. Prove that your Camaro is faster than my Mustang. And then they're all like, oh, well, please don't start something that you can't finish. I feel like that's like one thing that people need to understand is like, do not start an argument. Don't start drama. Don't start beef. Don't start absolutely nothing that you cannot finish. Because I'm telling you, people, they would start some stuff and I'm like, and then you be sitting, then the thing is this, you already know, like once you ask that haymaker question, you already know that whatever it is that's going on, it's over with. Once you ask that one question that's just going to end the whole conversation, then it's like, okay, you walk your separate way, I'm going to walk my separate way. Please do not ever talk to me again. I'm saying it's just confusing to me when it's like when people, it's, you know, because even with content creating, when I'm like the times where I've had to ask people like haymaker questions where I'm like, okay, show me. And that's one of the questions where they'll bring up like, oh, all you just do is sit there in silence. I'm like, okay, then you find that video where I'm sitting there in silence. What video of mine did you see where I was just sitting there in silence? Because I probably was sitting there trying to listen to the video. Because the crazy thing is that I know when it comes to like doing reaction videos and stuff, I always get two different types of conversations. You get the ones where it's like, yeah, all you do is sit there in silence. Okay, so I'll talk more. Then you get people that saw like, oh, you're talking too much in the video. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. The important parts, I'm not going to say anything. But at some point in time, I'm going to pause so people can hear the video. And then I can just say what I want to say. And then there's people that saw like, no, don't do it that way. Say what you got to say at the beginning. No, say what you got to say at the end. And I'm like, okay, well, for one, I can't say what I need to say at the beginning of the video. Because I haven't watched the video. So in order for me to say something, I gotta watch the video. And my thing is this. I'm not gonna react to a 30, 40 something minute video and then try to remember all the stuff that I need to say at the very end. I'm gonna let you guys know right now, my memory is not all that good. So if I have the time to pause a video and say whatever I need to say, that's how I'm going to do a video. I'm telling you, it is some crazy stuff. But no, I'll say that. I'll tell people because then they're like, oh, all you just do is sit there in silence. Oh, you do. Or even if it's the one where it's like, oh, you're stealing content. Okay, well, the content is still on that person's channel. So how am I stealing content? How do you know for a fact that person's content? Because my thing is this. In order for content to be stolen, I have to take whatever content it is, post it on my channel, give that person no credit, and say that is my content. But my thing is this, if I'm reacting to a video, because this is how usually when I react to a video, for those that don't know my reaction videos, by the way, go check out my reaction videos on my main YouTube channel, T-Moz Boss. But anyways, in order for, or how I overall do a reaction video, it's like, hey, what's up guys? So today I'm reacting to a sneaker video from this channel. Shout out to this channel, whoever that channel is. But yeah, I'll say the person's name, obviously. So I'll be like, oh, okay, shout out to IGN, or shout out to, I'm trying to think of some names. I'm putting myself on the spot. Dang, man. Wear Testers. Okay, I was like, yeah, I was trying to think of a sneaker name and stuff. But anyways, yeah, like, shout out to Wear Testers. Shout out to IGN. Shout out to Rockstar Games. Shout out to James Cameron, whoever it is. But I am letting people know I am giving credit to that individual. This video ain't mine. They very well could copyright claim the video, and I will not be able to say or do anything about it. So that's why I'm like, when they be saying things like that, I'm like, and then what's crazy is that they'll say that, right? And they'll say it about like a video I'm reacting to where I'm cool with the person that I'm reacting to. Like they want me to react to their videos. I don't know how many times I ain't had it where people then contacted me and be like, hey, thanks for reacting to my video and stuff. And I take so much pride in that. And it's crazy because then I'll see that comment and then right underneath it, be all like, oh, you're stealing content. And I'm like, the person is cool with me reacting to their video. That's like going up to a person where it's like you just seen them hand me the car keys to their car, and then I get in and I start driving in. You're flagging me down, talking about you just stole that car. Did you not just see the person hand me the car keys? What did you just see? Like that, like that's and see. haymaker question. That is a haymaker question. I'm like, what did you just see? And then the funny thing is like they'll never tell you what they just saw, because what they just saw, it's gonna make sense to you, but to them, it's not going to pretty much fall in their favor of making them right in the conversation. So therefore, that's why when you ask people haymaker questions and they don't give you an answer, because they know that whatever that answer is something that it's the answer that you're looking for. And they don't want to give you the answer that you're looking for. So that's why they're all like, nope, I'm not even going to answer the question. I'm just going to go away. And that's exactly what happened in my French stream. Then it happened numerous times in my YouTube videos. Bro, numerous times. I don't know. I can't stress it enough, man. But yeah, it's like people, the thing is this. Again, whatever it is that you're talking about, because I know for me, it's like, if I'm doing a sneaker video, right? Like if I'm doing a sneaker video, I'm not gonna buy a pair of sneakers, not try them on. Like unless I'm doing like a first impression where it's like, okay, like they straight from the box, but it's like, I can't tell you that these shoes are comfortable. I can't come up with an answer. Like if you're asking me all these questions, like how do the shoes feel? Are they comfortable? Are they cushioning? Are they this? Are they that? I can't give you answers on them shoes. And I'm like, I have even tried them. I haven't tried them on. I haven't worn them around the house. I haven't worn them outside. So therefore, I can't give you an answer on that. But I can say right now, the shoes look nice. I like how they look. And that's the thing where I'm all like, I can do videos of like one of two ways where it's like, it's something I can talk on something where it's like, if I don't really know about it, I can come up with the best, I guess like assumption that I can of whatever it is. Like, so like, let's say if I'm reacting to a video. So it's like, if somebody's like, all right, so do a reaction video, but don't react to the video. Just talk on what you think the video might be about, or try to like come up with something to say about the video. So yeah, let's say I'm reacting to a video game of some sort. Yeah, let's say I'm reacting to a video game, but I can't react to it. So I have no idea what to talk about, any of that stuff. But that's one of the best things about my brain is that I'll figure out something. So it's like, okay, all I'm given is screenshots in the title. So I'm like, okay, based off of this screenshot, it looks like there's going to be some action going on in this game. So I'm all about that. I like the action. Oh, so in this part, it looks like they're going to be having it where you're fixing up the car and stuff. Okay, cool. I like that. Kind of reminds me of Car Mechanic Simulator for those that know about that game. Like my thing is this, if I can't talk about that one particular game, I'll talk about a bunch of different games around it and then be like, oh, if that's what that is, where it's all these different games and it's just combined thing, one, okay, cool. Then let's say I react to the trailer and it's something completely different. Now I'm like, okay, now I got something to talk on. This is a completely different game. This ain't like any other ordinary game. So I gotta sit down, play it, figure it out, and all this other stuff. But that's the one thing about it. It's like I'll figure it out. All right, I'm gonna do my research, you know, before I just go and just be like, oh, this game looks like it's going to be a bad game and I have absolutely nothing to say about it. Unless you can clearly see that it's going to be a bad game and it's like filled with bugs and glitches and all this other stuff. But if not, then yeah, it's like it's just one of those things where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do my research before I talk on anything. A lot of people need to follow that advice. Do research. All right, so anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like, subscribe, viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe, viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.